It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Right now, we got a guest on the line. This is someone who has been an All-Pro. This is someone who has gone to a Pro Bowl. He has played in a Super Bowl. You might remember him from the Dolphins. You might remember him from the Bears. An 11-year NFL veteran who went and got his MBA after his playing career was done and is now in charge of sports and entertainment at UBS, a global financial firm. It's my main man from New York, Wale Ogunleye. Wale, how are you, man?
I'm good. I should have known when I heard that DMX in the beginning. I said, oh, it's going to be fun. This is going to be a fun one.
Well, we don't do anything but fun here on the JR Sport Brief Show, Wale.
Yeah, man.
No doubt about it. Listen, man, we gotta start, unfortunately, with something that probably isn't too much fun. We're going to talk more about your role at UBS and some of the ventures that you're working on, especially as it relates to programming and Players TV. Right before we got to break and opened up the show, we updated the world on Kyrie Irving and his $500 donation to the Anti-Defamation League, knowing that you manage money, knowing that you advise folks. What advice would you give to Kyrie Irving right now?
Oh, man, that's a good question. At the end of the day, I think any athlete, they need to just have some trusted advisors that can help them think through some of the decisions that they make and some of the things that they say, and realizing that, listen, at the end of the day, we don't live in a vacuum. And because athletes have a platform, so at the end of the day, sometimes it's they get more credit than they should, and they get, you know, more microphones in their face than they should, than the regular person. But we need to understand that. That's the nature that we live in this era of social media. I think all athletes need to have a brain trust of people around them that can tell them, like, you know, you're going to affect the way certain people think. I know there's a freedom of speech in this country, but sometimes words hurt people, right? And we've got to be real careful on how we say things and how things are perceived. And, you know, I just hope that he does, you know, have, you know, some sound people around him, at least trying to advise him to do and say the right things, and at the end of the day, not hurt people.
Former quarterback wrecker Wale Ogunleye is here with us on CBS Sports Radio. When you talk about having proper advisors around you, we talked about the double standard, you know, players not necessarily calling out players. It's rare that you see the same thing with owners calling out owners. You know, in the NFL, we just saw Jim Irsay. He called out Dan Snyder. And we learned earlier today that Dan Snyder, amongst all the investigations, is likely exploring a sale of the team. What do you think about that double standard when it comes to owners and being afraid to call somebody out because you might be next?
Yeah, I think at the end of the day, especially when it comes to players, I think it's like you got this locker room mentality where, you know, it's us against the world, and that's kind of what you've been taught from, you know, Little League or Pee Wee. Like, it's us against the world, and don't let outside distractions, you know, get in the way. And I think that in itself leads to the culture of not calling people out. And then also, because we live in a world where it feels like everyone's waiting for you to fall or make a mistake. Like, if you do say something, people are waiting for that opportunity to where, like, ah, we gotcha, right? So people tend to be afraid of falling into that gotcha moment. But if a society that has to do better and be better, we have to be, you know, grown and mature about calling people out, especially when things aren't going well. And when it comes to the owners, you know, it's a small fraternity of men that have the opportunity to own these teams, and they don't want anybody in. And the only time that you're ever going to hear someone say something negative about another owner is if they're messing with the bottom line. And I think with Dan Snyder, I think people are, owners are starting to feel like, listen, you're messing up our product. And then that's when they start to speak out.
Yeah. When you start messing up the money, it's going to be time for you to go. Wale, man, you started off your career with the Dolphins down in Miami, coming off of your knee injury, undrafted. You made your bones, then went out to the Bears. But down in Miami right now, they just picked up a pass rusher. They added Bradley Chubb, from the Denver Broncos. And now we hear Tua Tagovailoa. He's like, hey, I'm not afraid to talk Super Bowl. What do you think about the Dolphins, the addition of Chubb, and where they realistically can end up this year?
You know, it's so crazy, man. You can look at the whole, you know, AFC East, and you see, you know, with the Dolphins. And I was, you know, always a fan of Tua. I felt like we tend to grade these quarterbacks a little too soon. Everybody wants instant gratification. And with him being hurt, you know, in the beginning of his career and now with the coaching change, it's going to take time. And I'm glad that he's found himself and he's has this city on fire. Dolphin fans are extremely excited about what they're seeing out there, the weapons that he has. And then now you're adding a defense, which, you know, I'm a defensive player. You add a guy like Chubb, of course, people are going to start talking, you know, Super Bowl around here. So it's a good time to be here in Miami. It's a good time to be in the AFC East because, you know, there's some crazy. You couldn't tell me that the Jets were going to be 5-3 or even Miami after last year were going to be 5-3 right now, and Buffalo 6-1 and New England 4-4. So it's the best thing about the NFL. Like, you know, every year it's a different storyline. And right now, our storyline here in Miami is things are looking up.
Things are looking up. Wally Ogunleye here with us, the JR Sport Re-Show, CBS Sports Radio. You might have played and started off with the Dolphins afterwards. You went up to Chicago. You were a Bear. Man, you were in the Super Bowl. We know that's somewhere that the Bears are trying to go back to. They're rebuilding. They have Fields. They just added Claypool. They have picks to build into the future. When you look at Fields and what they're preparing around him, is he the long-term answer? Do you think he can stick around and be that guy finally for the next, I don't know, 5 to 10 years?
Yeah, you know, I think the verdict is still out. But, you know, I go back to my previous statements. Like, we've got to give these QBs some time to adjust. And I tell, you know, people all the time, like, it takes 16 games for a defense or defensive coordinators to understand quarterbacks. That's why a lot of times you see these quarterbacks have, like, that first year, like, oh, my gosh, they're going to be amazing. And then defenses and defensive coordinators catch up to these quarterbacks. And the quarterbacks that are able to out-study and out-practice and beat the coordinators are the Peyton Mannings of the world, are the Tom Brady's of the world, are the Drew Brees of the world, that year after year they're able to outsmart and stay at least one step ahead of some of these defenses. And that's what you're going to have to wait and see with these quarterbacks. Hopefully in off seasons they're getting they're studying in, they're practicing, they're realizing the mistakes they're making, they're able to see their strengths and their weaknesses, and they're working on that stuff. So it takes time, but in this era of instant gratification, it's hard. Do I think he has the talent to be, you know, a 5-10 year quarterback? Absolutely, but let's see how hard he's willing to, you know, stay in the study room, and hopefully he stays healthy. And it looks like the Bears are trying their best to unload some talent so that they can have some talent for him, you know, down the road.
Yeah, not everybody's going to wake up and be Patrick Mahomes or Lamar Jackson. Wally Ogunleye here with us. We know the average career of an NFL player is what now, three and a half years, give or take?
And yeah, about 3.5. Right?
You had an 11-year career. You've been able to transition over into the business and financial world at UBS. What prompted you to get involved on the business side post-retirement and go ahead and get your master's?
Yeah, you know, I think, you know, everyone says that, you know, NFL stands for not for long, and that's the truth of the matter. And I was lucky enough to play 11 years, and during that time, I made a considerable amount of money. I think when I got done playing, I realized that I was risking a lot of my income and revenue that I've created through my hard work, because I didn't understand what my financial advisors were saying to me, right? I had a four-year degree from Indiana University. I played in the NFL for 11 years. I had millions of dollars in the bank. And I still didn't understand simple terminology. So I said, you know what? I'm going to take advantage of this NFL program that helps pay for graduate program, right? And I got in that, and I went to get my MBA just so I could understand, just so I could ask the right questions to scare these unsavory advisors away. And then I realized, like, in the process, that this is probably the biggest key to helping our athletes, especially NFL players, like get past those years of financial distress soon after they get done playing. And if they have the knowledge and have the resources to help them stretch the amount of money that they had, it works out. Like, at the end of the day, if you're going to play in the NFL for 4 years, the truth of the matter is you're probably going to have to have another career. And there's no shame in that. But a lot of times these young men are not ready for that. And then also not having the financial, you know, literacy behind that gets people in a lot of trouble. And I realized after I got my degree that reputable firms, firms like UBS, that at the end of the day, they their reputation is just as high as a Patrick Mahomes or as a Peyton Manning, like places where they don't want to lose out on business because they're doing things the wrong way. And that's why I felt like me teaming up with a firm like UBS was a win-win situation, right? We've got a firm that is super expert at managing money, and then me having the experience and the guidance and actually the passion to help these young men and women on both sides of sports and entertainment understand their finances, but then also make sure that the firm understands who these young men are, who these young women are, and why it's important for them to build legacies once they're all done with their sports career.
Wale Ogunleye going from the field up into the office, head of sports and entertainment at UBS Global Financial Firm. You guys have also teamed up with Players TV, which is pretty much a wide selection of professional athletes who have gone together to, you know, kind of push their own narrative from a content perspective. You've also now been tasked with hosting a new series called The Long Game. Explain that for us.
Yeah, I mean, you hit it right on the head. It's athletes, you know, controlling their own narrative. And what we've done with these shows is we've kind of tried to dispel some of the stereotypes and biases that come into play when society looks at clients. I mean, it looks at athletes and that whole just shut up and dribble stuff or just shut up and run the rock. The shows that we have when it comes to front office, where we're, like we talked earlier about having that brain trust of athletes, brain trust of advisors around these athletes. Well, front office is kind of molded in this form of Shark Tank, but it shows how athletes should look at deals that come their way. And when I played sports, and even today, every day I had either a family member or a friend or even a total stranger coming to me with an idea. And the only thing that they needed to make this idea work was my capital, right? So with that being said, we're teaching and we're showing the world how we would love our athletes to sit down, have trusted advisors around them, and look through these deals the right way. And that's really a good standpoint for these athletes to show other athletes, the new ones, the rookies, and even the older ones, to show how do you do business the right way. Then we have a show called Long Game where we're talking about life after, right? We're dealing with the Jackie Joyner Kerseys of the world, the Isaiah Thomas of the world. We even have Dame Lillard on there. And talk about things that they're doing off the field. And a lot of it has to do with some of the philanthropic stuff that athletes do when it comes to society, whether it's, you know, dealing with the George Floyd issue that happened last year or even some of the political stuff that happens in the country. Sometimes our athletes are looked at as advocates and voices of which way do we turn. And this show touches upon a lot of the stuff that these athletes are doing outside of their careers that are helping building their legacy. So I'm super excited about the content. We're breaking down barriers, but more importantly, we're dispelling a lot of stereotypes and notions with these shows, and I'm excited about the partnership.
Awesome. Wale, where can people find out more information about what you're working on and to see some of this content?
Well, for us, you can go to UBS.com/legacy, and you can see all the stuff that we've been creating. I've been working here now. I mean, it's crazy. Like my 3 years now that I've been at this, and we've been super successful. And all the content we had, you can check it out at UBS.com/legacy, and you see all the stuff that we have, from Players TV to our conversations to anything that we have to do with financial education. It's all there for you to see.
That's a beautiful thing. Wale, you talk about philanthropic work. We do a lot of work here with Special Olympics and also CBS Sports Radio. I'm going to holler at you myself about some amazing ideas. So stay tuned on that, okay?
Sounds good, for sure. Absolutely.
No doubt about it. Tell everybody one more time where they can follow you.
You can follow me at, again, UBS.com/legacy. And, you know, if you want to, my personal account on Instagram is Wale Ogunle on Instagram, and Ayo the Prince 93 on Twitter. So follow me there, and, you know, we can chop it up.
Appreciate it. A big shout out to Wale Ogunle for joining us here, the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio, being able to go from the field to the financial world, to giving advice, to also giving and producing content.
Throughout the 60s and 70s,